let me introduce you to your next favorite true crime podcast, Crime Salad.
Ashley and Ricky, a husband and wife team, go beyond telling crime stories. They dive into the darkest corners of human nature with the ultimate goal of preventing future tragedies. Together, they shine a relentless spotlight on critical issues like relationship violence and domestic abuse, inviting you to explore the complexities of these societal challenges.
Now, let us set the scene for a recent Crime Salad episode, which is titled The Search for Haley Cummings.
The disappearance of a 5-year-old girl leaves the Florida community in disbelief. In the early morning hours of the night, an open back door remained eerily left open where Haley was staying. A wave of dread swept through the community and the family as the unimaginable happened. Was this the work of a kidnapper, or did the little girl wander off? The search for Haley brought a community together in the darkest of times.
Since 2019, Ashley and Ricky, the Crime Salad duo, have continued to deliver stories that are not only fascinating and well-researched, but also have a strong voice for change and justice. So grab your headphones and prepare to be pulled into a world where mystery meets humanity. Make sure to tune in to Crime Salad wherever you find your podcasts and join a growing community of listeners who tune in every week. And now back to your regularly scheduled haunting.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Let's get haunted! With your host,
Matt Strawn, sorry, the sound engineer. He was just like, the level was just... Sorry, you were screaming, so I started screaming.
I got pumped. And Allie, welcome back
to Let's Get Haunted, the only podcast where you can be haunted and get haunted at the same time.
Yes. Are you already a ghost?
Yeah.
Did you think it wasn't possible to get even more haunted? Are you the one who normally does the haunting? Well, fucking buckle up, because we're going to get you even more haunted.
It's a wild ride. And if you are listening to this today, stop what you're doing right now, pause, and then go open up another device and watch this video podcast on YouTube.
Yes.
And vice versa. If you're watching this on YouTube, stop what you're doing right now, open up another device, and listen to this in the background while you're watching this so that we can keep our streams.
That's right.
Thank you guys very much for your service.
Yes, absolutely appreciate it. I am Allie, no name, and we are here to bring you the craziest hauntings from around the world.
From around the globe.
From around... Oh, I can hear myself in my headphones
now.
I
hear myself in one ear.
I hear myself in both. Oh, my
voice really?
Is so loud. Have I been... I've just been screaming louder than I thought I was because I couldn't hear myself before.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't even notice that I couldn't hear myself before. But now, it's a whole new world.
I just, got used to not, can't hear, can't really smell well. Something hurts. I'm tired. just toughen up.
Yeah, right. Know? Yeah, you just get used to not having any sort of comfort and luxury. So I know, this, I'm right? like, wait, my headphones work? Wait, yeah, like we're in a studio? Yeah. Like, what?
This is super nice. Also, if you're watching right now, notice I'm wearing the tank top. Look at this. Haunted Girl.
Oh, I love it. I'm wearing mine on the next episode. When we record, I love the Haunted Girl summer tank. I wear it everywhere. I've gotten so many compliments, like from random people.
Yeah.
Who are like, stop me at Target. And they're like, where'd you get that shirt? Did you get that here? And I'm like, no, you have to go to letsgethaunted.com. But then I don't say that it's my podcast because I feel like, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Also, don't want to talk to a stranger longer than I have to.
Right. Hey, back up 6 feet away. You shouldn't even be looking at my shirt, sir or ma'am.
But yeah, our shirts are super awesome. Highly recommend. They come in size small to 2X. And there's a global. Guys, turn off your ears if you don't want to hear more bad news. Right now, they're not advertising this on the news, but there is a global garment shortage right now. It is nearly impossible to find blank black tanks. These took us forever, and we ordered them from a place who was like, yeah, we're going to get them out to you in 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks came, and they were like, sorry, there's none left. Like, what do you want us to do? And then we were mad about it, so we went and tried be like, we're going to go take our business somewhere else. And then everyone was like, it's the same, like we don't have any tanks either. Right. So it was a pain in the ass, and to get the 2X size we had to go through another vendor. Just a bunch of, long story too long, didn't hear it, didn't read it, don't care, not reading all
yeah
of that.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah,
already doing plus just 30 seconds,
be fucking happy. Yeah. And go to the Let's Get Haunted website, buy some tank tops. We also have another one that's in size XS through 1XL, I believe.
Yes.
And it's Haunted Ghoul Summer. And both of these were ethically sourced by real artists who we paid real money to. And yeah. So there's really no excuse not to have one unless you don't want to have a haunted summer. And I don't understand that.
Yeah. Especially as spooky season is fast approaching. Yep. I feel like you've got to get every minute out of your haunted girl summer that you can, or your hot ghoul summer, depending on your persuasion.
Yes. And if you're wondering, this is a size large. I fit in the size small through the double XL. It's just kind of like how you want it to fit. I like this to be a little bit larger, so you can see it kind of like hits at the mid thigh. Whoa, you can't see.
You can do it, Natalia. I believe in you. That's worse. That's so much worse. You were doing better before. You guys get it. You guys get it.
So my point is that, you know, if you're a very small person and you're like, oh, they don't have any smalls left,
give it something else a shot.
Yeah.
And also, I have been reading people's comments who have bought the shirts. And we have one listener who said that she is normally a 3XL in women's.
Uh-huh.
And she fits perfectly into the 2XL because these sizes are unisex.
Yes.
So definitely, I think you also put on the website like the measurements.
Yes. I did. And I painstakingly went through each one and measured it myself, which makes it probably less accurate.
Yeah.
But all of the brands for the shirts are like different based off of different sizes. You know what? It doesn't fucking matter. Go to the website. All the information's there.
All information's there. Take a chance. Buy a shirt. Well, guys, I went and checked the P.O. box recently as well, and there is a plethora of mail. I tried to pre-open some, and then I don't know.
Can we just open this?
Yeah. Open it. Read stuff.
It says, hello, Allie and Nat. I'm a children's librarian in training. So I'm sending along some of my favorite spooky books for Enzo. Of course, you might want to wait a few years for some of them. I love you so much.
Adorable.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's that from? Wait, did she or he or they put their name?
From Isabel Greece.
Ooh.
Very nice. Thank you, Isabel.
Thank you very much.
Okay. This is In a Dark, Dark Room and Other Scary Stories.
That's
so cute.
Is that a Richard Scarry book? No, it's not.
That's very, very cute. Oh, it's reading level 2. Wow, I keep forgetting that he's like going to get bigger and grow up, and it makes me sad.
He's not going to be a baby forever.
Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my gosh. Wow, just to think that when, it's three of them in there, just to think that when Enzo.
That's so generous.
It's so generous, so awesome. When Enzo is old enough, he will like be reading haunted things.
He's going to be forced to be spooky from a young age.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, I am.
Thank you so much.
I am opening up a letter
from a listener named Maddie from Louisville, Kentucky. And she writes, Nat and Allie, hi ladies, my name is Maddie. Allie, you may recognize me as Madison F. on Venmo. That's right.
Yes, I do. Maddie.
I do recognize that name. I unfortunately don't have anything to give you two, but I wanted to write in and send you love. I've never written quote unquote fan mail before, but the impact your little podcast has had on my life cannot be overstated.
Aww.
I left a review when I first found your podcast from the Halloween episode. In my review, I wrote that it was a great pod, as long as you don't mind the hosts talking about their personal lives. Oh, no! Allie, you read the review out loud and were upset about it. I do want to clarify. Maddie, no. You're so sweet. I didn't put two and two together that was the same person. I was not upset. What I was saying was...
I'm so embarrassed right now.
I read the review to Nat, and I said, we got 4 out of 5 stars, and I said, they didn't write anything negative, so the only thing I can think of is maybe there was a star taken off. Because we talk about our personal lives.
Right.
Let's see if there's some clarification.
Oh, no. This is so awkward.
Please take this letter as an apology. I love hearing all about your personal hauntings now that I know you ladies better.
Thank you. That's sweet. Thank you, Maddie. Thanks.
Nat, I'm overjoyed for you and your partner. The arrival of baby Enzo made me so happy. I can't even imagine how you two feel. Thank you for bringing your chaotic energy to the show. You always make me laugh, but especially when you describe photos to blind listeners.
What?
Allie, your research, thoroughness, and ability to keep the show on track while also being chaotic amazes me. It's a balance I could never achieve. Your podcast is the only one I listen to as soon as new episodes drop. I love the YouTube videos as well. I give both YouTube and Spotify views. Yes, Maddie, yes. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work. You make work more tolerable via our parasocial relationship. Sorry for the novel. Much love and positive hauntings, Maddie from Louisville.
Maddie, that's so nice.
Thank you, Maddie. Look at this card.
It's a little owl.
I love it.
You know what
owls
I realize?
Are so spooky.
Maddie is just one of those rare people in the world that's super honest.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, you know what? You like this podcast if you don't mind them talking about their personal lives. And then later she realized, you know what? Actually, I do think this is a 5-star podcast.
We grow on
people. I'm gonna write them a letter.
Yeah,
you know.
And I really do think because we recently got another bad review because someone said that they only listened to 2 of our episodes.
Don't get started.
And couldn't even make it through 15 minutes because the hosts talked to each other too much. And I'm like, what? That's just the format of our show, you guys.
Right.
Like, it's okay. You can find another. Like, there are lots of podcasts where it's just one dude.
These are the kind of people who just complain about foreplay. And they're like, I like to get right to sex immediately.
Don't lube up. Shove it in my butt. Like, go to town. We're at the
this
needs some
to
of
be
us.
Finished fast.
And that's okay. But some of us need some warming up.
Right.
Is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Some of us need some water-based lubricant from time to time.
And that's our conversation.
Okay.
Those are our intros.
Yes, we are your water-based lubricant to get into the haunted balls to the wall hour.
I thought you were going
to
say the haunted hole, and I was like, oh.
Oh, maybe I should have said that.
Yeah.
Well, we have
Thank
more mail.
Maddie. Oh, yes. We do have more mail. Yes. What is this? Dun 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 dun. Oh, it's a boogeyman book.
Oh, how cute! That must be another Enzo book.
This is scary. Okay, wait. It said, it's from. Wait, I had this book memorized as a kid. It's so fun to read aloud and remains one of my favorites to this day. From Isabel. Okay, so it must have came in different packages.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what Amazon does sometimes is they'll ship in separate packages. How cute.
Oh, that's really cute.
Oh, I'm excited
to read it to him.
Adorable.
Lately when I try to read to him, he just like smacks the book out of my hands and it's like,
yeah, he's like, bitch, give me milk. I don't want any of this learning shit.
I know. Like, he'll play with books like this. This is how
that's good. They're supposed
books.
To be tactile.
Yeah.
You know, they're learning. He's like making those synapse connections in his brain. And then he's going to be a genius
because
of all of the books.
And the spookies.
And the spookies.
Yes.
Yes. Because his mind will be opened. His third eye will be open.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Maybe we don't want that. I have another letter here from Wyatt. Dear Nat and Allie, my cousin Sunny and I, Wyatt, are huge fans of your podcast. I cannot tell you how many depressive episodes y'all made better.
Oh.
I've sent over a few story emails and can't wait to hear y'all's reaction when you get to them. I do binge your pod while hiking in the national parks. Haunted! Whoa. I am a podcast producer by trade, but never thought to make my own. You girls inspired us to start one.
What?
That's amazing.
We make it sound good.
Thank Wyatt. I hope. Wow. That's congratulations. Awesome. We're called Horror Buzzed if you want to listen. I will give it a listen. And they just hit 300 streams. You know, and then he says, like, you know, it's so exciting, like sarcastic. No, that is super exciting. That is really exciting. That's really fucking exciting.
Super exciting.
That actually means you're doing something
the
right.
The more streams you get, the less exciting it gets. So, like, enjoy this space, because I remember that time when we were like, oh my gosh, someone commented.
Yeah, holy shit, we got 2 streams.
Yeah, like, and now we're like, someone gave us 4 stars.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, exactly. Very sorry for my penmanship. I'm used to typing. Also, this is great handwriting, I just want to say.
Slay.
Love, Y, and Sunny. Stay spooky. And it's a $25 gift card to Starbucks.
Oh, that's super nice. And we will use that.
Wow. Shout out to Horror Buzzed. If you guys want to give them a listen.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. What is this? Are these razor blades? This is scary. What's happening? This is a razor blade.
Yes. Okay, wait. Did I accidentally throw out the thing? No, I didn't. Okay, because I saw that because I thought it was something I had ordered. Does it say in there who it's from?
No, these are telescopic, multifunctional cutter, box cutter, letter opener, letter package, and bottle open mini cutter knives.
Dang it. Did I lose? When I was walking, I saw a piece of paper fall.
Are these yours?
No. I just don't remember the name of the person who sent them. I opened it.
Oh.
And I read the note, and the note said that something to the effect of, this is for Nat and Allie because Nat is always saying that I'm going to like accidentally murder both of us when I try to cut things open with scissors.
Yes. That is true.
Dang it. I knew. I saw a piece of paper fall out of my truck when I was parking. So if you sent these to us, these little box cutters, these are so cute.
We'll put your name in the comments below. Thank you very much. Oh, look. And there's a little hole in the tail so we could just wear it around our necks.
Yes. I love it. Adorable. And it's also keep protection. It close to my heart. Yeah. I love it. Amazing. And it looks like Wyatt sent something else to us.
Wyatt.
Unless this is a different Wyatt. In which case, Wyatt place. Yeah. Oh, no, wait. This isn't from Wyatt. This is from Weekly Creep.
Who's Weekly Creep?
Weekly Creep is another listener podcast. I have seen you guys on, they follow us on Instagram.
Oh, amazing.
Hey, guys, we're big fans of your show, so we sent stickers from our show? ? Anyway, hope you like them. Dulce and Adam. Thank you so much, Dulce and Adam.
Oh, there's fat cats on these stickers.
I love it.
I love
amazing.
This.
Everyone go listen to Weekly Creep as well.
I'm going to put this on my Nalgene bottle immediately.
Yes, that's right. And Natalia, do you see what's in front of you?
Oh, no. What is this?
That's yours.
What is
I didn't bring mine.
This is a rhetorical question. Yeah. Alyssa, are you hype us up? What is this?
What is it? Is it another...
It's a plaque.
I couldn't even think of anything.
And it says, the 13th Annual Shorty Awards, Best Podcast Haunted. Audience Honor, Let's Get Haunted, presented to Alyssa and Natalia.
Woo! Thank you guys so much for voting for us for that. We finally just got our awards in the mail. We were able to purchase 2 awards. If you remember, we wanted originally that big glass thing with the whale's tail at the top.
Oh.
Should we even explain what happened?
Yeah, I think we need to destroy the Shorty Awards. This is very exciting, though. I'm going to definitely cherish
this. No, this is amazing. We're going to hang these up.
I'm putting this right here for the rest of the
episode. Of all, let me say, if you donated for us to get the trophy, have no fear, because the amount that the whale's tail trophy cost was the same as 2 of these square trophies.
So now we both have 2 square trophies.
Yes.
But basically what happened is they wouldn't let us get the whale tail because they said that they didn't pick us. We were an audience honor. So the whale tail went to
whoever
Merriam-Webster's.
Oh, I'm sure they need a lot of support and publicity.
Yeah, they probably were like, what is this? And just broke it. They're like, let's drop this from the top of our high-rise penthouse office and watch it shatter on the peasants below.
Word of the day is apathy. And they just like smash it over someone's head. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You heard it here first.
Word of the day is apathy. That's very good, Alyssa.
Oh, thank you.
That was too clever.
Who?
You're getting too clever.
Did it? Yes. I have another package here. This one is from Gabriella O. from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. I have never heard of that before. Oh, awesome.
Jamaica Plain.
Yes. And they write, I hope this helps find topics for new episodes. Stay haunted.
Oh, it's going to be a skin-covered book with an eye that blinks. Oh,
my God, we can only hope. It can be our third co-host.
Oh, yes. Mr. Book.
Yeah. Strange stories, amazing facts.
Oh my gosh, let me
see. This is kind of cool too. It looks very vintage.
It looks like one of those Bibles you find in a hotel.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at that. Let's open up.
It is kind of weird that Bibles are in hotels. And is it to like remind you not to cheat on your wife when you're on a business trip? Like you open the side table and you see the Bible when you're reaching for a condom? That could be the new conspiracy.
I think this is going to be great for us. I just opened it up and it says, suspended by skewers through the flesh, two young Mandan Indians undergo the test of fitness to become warriors.
Wow. Well, haunted, and they've become warriors, which is a positive haunting. Now, being
is
stabbed,
it a positive haunting?
Being stabbed, I'm not sure.
If this is amazing.
That sounds negative to me, but who am I to say?
Chain of exploding stars. This is,
well, guys,
I'm going to be super distracted.
Yeah,
if
I was
going to
say, we're not going to record today because we're just going to read passages.
You guys gave us a present and now we can't record a podcast.
Look, this is already coming in handy.
Wow.
I'm opening a package.
Yes. Describe to us. Use your descriptor nouns.
I will. This is from Ronan P.
Shiny.
From Portland, Oregon. There is tape.
Sticky.
Which creates a sticky, shiny substance.
Cardboard.
ASMR.
Crinkly.
Oh, I see fur.
Fur?
I see fur.
Oh, please let it not be alive.
Oh my God, is this cursed?
What kind of
oh
fur?
God, I'm so nervous. Okay, hold on. I'm going to read this before I lift it up. I'm going to read this first. I wonder what's inside, begins the letter with a picture of a cyclops. Oops.
This is great. I love every single one of you guys so much.
Yes.
Right now.
It really does make our day when we get listener mail.
This is my whole year.
Let's see here. Oh, so this was just a cover. I see.
Can I see the cover to have
yes,
something
of
to play
course,
with?
Of course. You can use my name and my pronouns are he, him. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Saying that because my default is just to say they now, but I do appreciate
Same.
When you guys tell us your pronouns. Allie and Nat, hi, I'm Ronan, huge fan of the show.
Hi, Ronan.
Haunted and hilarious fuckery. It's amazing. I consider myself quite lucky to have discovered y'all. I recommend the show to all that will listen. Thank you. Enclosed is some of my art I made for you guys. Be ready for some rad shit. They are two mummified little opossum paws. They bear a thank you rose to you two beautiful/chaotic bitches, for I was in dire need of a good and honest jaunty banter encased in bloodbaths and boogeymen. Also, for the softcore porn voices, which I say this respectfully, of course, make me feel like Casper the Friendly Ghost is knocking on my knickers. Anyway, consider these gifts good luck charms made with all the positive hauntings you both deserve. May they bring joy and success. I promise they aren't cursed. I'm so glad I
Thank
read
you.
This before picking up what was in here.
Okay, but it's a possum paw?
P.S. I'll be sending in my listener tale. This tale is about the time my sleep paralysis demon dicked me down. He had me heels to Jesus? Reels to Jesus?
Heels to Jesus like
oh,
that.
Oh, heels to Jesus. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Keep up the great work, gals. I'm always rooting for you. Keep love y'all and Godspeed, Ronan.
Okay, Ronan sounds really cool. I want to hang out with him.
Yeah, Ronan, come find us. Oh, shit.
Dude, Ronan, how did you find these? See, this is why we need an office, because there's no fucking way Cody is letting me bring that into our home.
Ronan,
let me see it.
Explain. Okay,
you
wait,
guys,
here.
It's a butterfly.
I don't want it to fall.
First of all, so it's real possum paws.
Mummified possum paws. I am curious, how did you get these possum paws, Ronan?
And they're held together by wire and they're holding a like an artificial rose. I'm sorry, but you guys need to see this. Is this
legal? No, I'm kidding. Or am I? Ronan, that's crazy.
Ronan, did you find roadkill to get these?
I'm so interested. Please tell us how you did this. Maybe Ronan's into taxidermy. I know we have a couple of listeners that have sent us messages saying that they're into taxidermy.
Taxidermy is honestly like the most goth of all the arts.
Oh,
so
hell
I'm not
yeah.
surprised.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ronan. I know we do need to get an office because then we can
put
we all
have
of
to
your
have an
shit
office.
On a shelf.
We need an office, and this needs to be on display. Let me hold this up. I feel like there's going to be so many questions from people. So, do you guys see this? You guys, it's quiet because we're just taking in
the possum arms. Also, I'm just thinking,
oh,
the possums are so small.
I know.
Well, since it's a good luck charm, I'm going to go ahead and say that this was a possum that lived a long, fabulous life. And Ronan, who
did you know
is
they only
super
live for
into
like
taxidermy,
2 years?
This one lived to be 12. And Ronan, who's super into taxidermy, decided to mummify the arms.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Ronan.
I'm opening up the next one, and it says it's from North Carolina. I'm not going to say who it's from because maybe they don't want me to say. But I'll let you guys guess. If you're psychic right now, take a guess. I'll give you a hint.
Who is this from?
It seems to be Hawaiian. Even though it's from North Carolina.
Oh, no, I know. This is from Kamuela.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he said, so if you guys remember from our Hawaiian folklore episode, he said he was sending us a little something to say thank you.
Oh,
thank
this
you
is
so
it.
Much, Kamuela.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. If you guys aren't listening to his podcast, you got to go give it a listen.
Legends from the Pacific.
Yes.
Yes. And lots of chocolates in here.
Oh, my God.
We've got
amazing.
The Mauna Loa dry rested macadamia.
Can I have one of those?
Yeah.
I can eat
please,
those.
Go for it. We've got
hungry.
Literally so many different kinds of milk chocolates. It would blow your head off if I continued to tell you about them. But just
amazing.
Imagine, hear all this? Just imagine a bunch of chocolates. And then we've got more chocolates.
Oh, that is incredible.
Single serve cups.
Thank
this
you,
is very,
Kamu.
Very,
that
very
is
nice.
So generous.
Thank you,
we need
Kamu.
To send him something.
Yeah, we do. Let's send him the possum arms. No exclamation. No explanation. Okay, wait. It says, Aloha, Allie and Nat. Sorry for the delay in getting this to you. I had a family issue that needed my attention. I hope you enjoy the treats. And if the chocolates melted, pop them in the fridge for a while. Once again, thank you two very much for having me as a guest. I look forward to meeting you two in person, sharing
oh, yeah.
a drink, working on a future project, or another episode.
Absolutely.
Mahalo. P.S. I linked our episode in my new email newsletter. Several fans replied they shipped. Allie and I found this amusing.
Aww.
I wasn't aware if shipping applied to real people.
That's so cute.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Hell yeah, Kamu. And you want to know why? Because Kamu was so patient with me. I was pronouncing everything wrong. And he was so gracious, corrected my mistakes in a way that didn't make me feel stupid.
Right.
And he had a haunting for every single topic we talked about.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Kamu, amazing. You're the shit.
Let's get into this episode.
All right, let me just take a big swig of Earl Grey tea to wash down this macadamia nut
oh, yes.
that is stuck to my tooth. Give me just a moment.
I'll take a big swig from the Nalgene bottle that I'm not supposed to drink from because it's like, it's a fucking Nalgene bottle. But Cody is like, that's my special Nalgene bottle. And I'm like, if I broke this and just bought you another one,
you wouldn't
know
even
the difference.
Notice. Yeah. Man. Okay. I'm caffeinated. I had some nuts. We've been lubed up.
We got
with
possum
this intro.
Arms.
We're ready to go
Heart.
Down this hole.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm very excited. First of all, I just want to say, you might look at me and be like, I don't think she's that excited, but you should know. If this was not that excited and this was very excited,
you're
I'm
very
as
excited.
Close as you can be to this side.
All right, good. Because we're going to... I got to get amped. I feel like the last episode I was kind of half asleep. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we
change
go. Here we go.
Physiology.
Buckle up. Buckle up. Buckle up. Okay. Natalia.
Drum roll.
Drum roll. Natalia.
Yes.
In the language of English.
No.
It is common to hear the phrase at a crossroads.
Yes.
When someone is, quote, at a crossroads,
mm-hmm.
it normally means that they are deciding between two or more options.
Correct.
True or false?
True.
Yes.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah. You win.
What is
dollars.
True?
Yes. Usually, once an option is chosen, the other one disappears. making it impossible to go back and change your mind once the path has been chosen. But for those brief moments where you are actively at the crossroads, before you choose which figurative path to walk down, anything is possible.
Anything?
Before you finally make that decision, an infinite number of decisions are laid out before you, just waiting for you to choose one. Each choice coming with even more choices, even more paths to walk down. More and more crossroads lined up for you with bated breath, waiting to see if you'll pick them. A crossroads is the physical meeting place of different realms. Mm. A crossroads is a place that is literally neither here nor there, betwixt and between. A crossroads represents free will. It represents opportunity. But it also represents consequences and points of no return.
No.
Perhaps it is because of this duality of possibility and loss that physical crossroads have held such deep spiritual and often supernatural significance throughout world history.
That's true.
Now, Natalia, you may remember that in episode 47, The Hammersmith Ghost.
The Crossroads. Yes.
So we learned in that episode that in 1800s England, those who committed suicide were buried at crossroads with their head facing downwards. Yep. Medieval and early modern Europeans believed that the souls of the dead resided at these crossroads, and they would build shelters and wooden booths for their souls to rest in. The souls of those who committed suicide and those who were criminals were thought to be dangerous in the afterlife, their ghosts able to remain on earth and terrorize the living. By burying these bodies at crossroads, it was thought that the ghosts might become confused, unable to find the correct path back into town, and therefore stuck forever in a sort of purgatory, forever stuck in that liminal space of never choosing which pathway to follow. Mm. Natalia, do you have any questions so far?
Yeah. So I remember crossroads episodes. Crossroads are haunted. Also, we talked about in the Japanese folklore episode something about crossroads. I think crossroads are also haunted. I can't remember exactly what it was, as most of the facts that I learned, I can't remember.
You know what? But in times of desperation, I think if we went on a haunted version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it would all come flooding back.
And no, multiple choice, I'm good. But if it's a write your answer in, absolutely not. I was recently talking to my best friend because she just finished vet school. And she was like, yeah, like we were talking, we had gone to high school together. And I didn't understand how she would have like a 4.0 despite never coming to class, like always gone.
Aren't
all
those
the
people
stuff.
Infuriating?
I know. And like we would both not study for a test. And I know she didn't study because she was spending the night at my house and we were not studying.
Right.
And then we'd come in that morning and she would be like, oh, we let me look through something before the test. And it would be like literally in the time between the bell like ringing and that little time you have to go like get all your shit together and then get to class, she would like open up the book, gaze through some pages, and then like get the highest grade in the class on the thing.
So
and so I constantly have to explain to her that like, listen, life is very different for me. Like I will read things and not remember what I read at all. Someone will ask me like, what did you just read about? And I'm like, couldn't tell you because I was thinking about 15 other things at the same time. And I can't remember why I even started telling you about this.
Because it may have been covered also in the Japanese folklore episode.
I don't know.
It's possible we talked about crossroads there.
Yeah, I heard you have to hear something 7 times before you remember it, and that's why like media marketing campaigns use Twitter and they use billboards and they use bus stops and they use Facebook and they use Instagram and then they use
Snapchat
and then they're done.
Wow. What a haunted number too. 7 might come up in this episode as well.
7 is extremely haunted. Yes. We have a tattoo of a 7.
We do have a tattoo of a 7. I was 7 pounds, 7 ounces when I was born.
Were you really?
I was born 7 days before my due date, and I was born on 7/27.
Wow. I just like sevens because they're like gambling.
They're pretty. Yeah.
It's like if you get 3 sevens, you win treasure. Right.
Well, my point is that this is an episode all about crossroads. Why they're haunted, how they're haunted, in what ways you can become haunted at a crossroads. And this covers a bunch of different cultures and a bunch of different times in history. So
also, if
you
live
ready?
In Oklahoma City, there's a crossroads mall and there is like always a shooting there.
Wow. So. Well, guess what? Additionally haunted. Yes. And that is why. It's not because of our gun laws. It's because it's at a crossroads.
Mall.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, in the historic region of Pomerania, which is now part of Germany and Poland, and yes, Pomeranian dogs come from there. Yes.
Wow. I see. I would have never expected them to come from Germany, because I think of like German dogs as being like schnauzers and like very
shepherds,
like working dogs, and you know, very like stout and, you know,
stoic
German
and no nonsense. Yeah. And then you got a little Pomeranian that's just its only purpose is
to be
cute.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, in this historic region of Pomerania, there exists a legend of a man who is traveling home one evening after a long journey.
No!
A man! He arrives at a crossroads and pauses when he sees the vague, dark outline of a man standing in his way. The shadowy figure wears a long, dark coat, a wide-brimmed hat,
mm-mm,
wooden shoes,
no,
and is facing the traveler, blocking the road.
What year is this?
It's just, it doesn't say what year specifically. It's just a part of their folklore in this region of Pomerania.
Oh, so maybe wooden shoes are normal because it's like Bavaria or something?
It could be.
Who's
to say? I'm going to say it's common.
Okay.
So the traveler calls out to the shadow man, but receives no response. Cautiously, the traveler chooses to go off the roadway and ride his horse around the dark figure. At first, the traveler thinks that the situation is odd, but harmless, and continues riding his horse home. However, he soon begins to hear the clicking sound of wooden shoes on pavement close behind him. Slowing his horse, the traveler looks behind him. To his horror, he sees the shadow man following close behind.
No!
The traveler calls out to the man. Still no response.
No!
It is then that he realizes that the man is not a man, but a ghost.
No!
Who has become attached to him.
No! It got so much worse the longer I listen.
Yes! And it keeps getting worse. Despite the traveler's best efforts, he cannot shake the spirit. Upon reaching his home, the traveler ties up his steed and quickly shuts the door behind him. But the ghost simply floats through the closed door. And settles in the man's living room. For 8 days, the ghost haunts the traveler's house. Finally, the traveler shouts at the spirit, "What do you want from me?" The ghost man reaches out his arm, beckoning the traveler to follow him.
His possum arm.
Yes, his paws, his little tiny baby possum arm. Desperate, the traveler follows the figure to a churchyard. Once there, he recites a series of prayers, asking for God to grant peace for the restless soul. Once the prayers are completed, the shadow man fades away, never to be seen again, having finally obtained the rest he sought.
Okay, so shadow man, all it took to get him to go away was a prayer?
So, in ancient times throughout history, crossroads were thought to be a place that all types of paranormal stuff was happening.
Right.
And as we know, in medieval Europe, people who like were criminals or people who committed suicide, because back in the day they didn't understand suicide. Mm-hmm. They just thought, oh, it's against God, it's against the Bible,
right,
therefore this person is haunted.
Yeah.
So they would bury them, because these types of people couldn't have a Christian funeral.
Yeah.
They couldn't be buried in a churchyard.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be buried at a crossroads, which ensured that their spirits were forever confused.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, how do I pass on? I can't pass on. I don't know which path to take. I can't find town. And so they would just hang out at these crossroads, hoping to find someone to help them pass on.
Mm-hmm.
So when this shadow man has this traveler happen upon him at the perfect time, the shadow man is then able to just follow this man, because he can't do it on his own. That's part of the lore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's so confused, he can't choose a path. But if he can find someone who's not dead, he can follow that person and get somewhere.
Right.
So he finally is able to make it to a house.
He wouldn't be confused.
Yes, because he's following someone. He's not going based off of his own confusion. He knows that guy's not dead.
Right.
So he's not going to be confused. So he's just going to follow that person.
Oh, I wonder if like normal ghosts are like that.
Oh, and that's why they attach to people?
Yeah.
Why some ghosts attach?
Because they're just like, we're dating now.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? I'm super confused.
Yeah.
I think that you seem to know what's going on in your life, man. We've all been there.
I know, right?
You're just like, I don't know what my life is up to, but this guy or gal seems to have it all together.
Yeah. Please
send me a life jacket.
Right, yeah. And as we all know, that never works, never works out. No, you need to be able to find yourself first.
Yes.
But if you're a ghost, this can work out because the ghost follows this guy home, is haunting his house for a while, and the guy's like, how the fuck do I get this ghost out of my house? Mm-hmm. So he finally is just like, show me what you need. Mm-hmm. And the ghost is like, okay, follow me. Now that I know, now that I'm in town, mm-hmm. I know I'm going to be able to find a churchyard.
Right.
Because he's escaped the crossroads. And so then he leads him to this churchyard that he's not allowed to be in. His soul is not allowed to be in. That's why he's haunting a crossroads. Mm-hmm. And then this alive person is able to say a bunch of prayers asking God to forgive this damned soul.
Right.
And then the soul is able to pass on.
Okay. I'm here with you.
Yeah. It's very interesting, though.
Yeah.
It's very, it's such a cool concept of like condemning someone to just eternity of confusion.
Right.
Because it's not hell. It's mm-hmm. purgatory. You're just in this constant state of not knowing where you are, unable to make any decisions.
I hate not making a decision. That's why I'm very impulsive, because living in that space, wondering what I should do is like the worst thing. So I'm like, just make a decision. And if it's the wrong one, you'll find out and then you'll fix it.
Right. See, but I'm the opposite of you. I feel like I can never make a decision because I am too busy thinking about the consequences of my actions.
Right.
So I could totally see myself being some ghost at a crossroads like, well, if I go here, maybe I never get to heaven because I don't ever come upon a churchyard.
Right.
If I go here, maybe it leads to a forest and then I'm lost in a forest. So I would literally, I would just stay at the crossroads.
Right.
I totally feel for this ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crossroads for life.
Yeah. Well, continuing onward.
Yes.
According to author Martin Puvel in his article, The Mystery of the Crossroads, the dead can also be conjured up at the place where several roads meet.
Yeah, they can.
So some ghosts are just hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
Other ghosts aren't, but they are able. It's like a thinning
of
the veil. Yes.
Right. So
totally.
Basically what you're telling me is that crossroads are vulnerable to supernatural activity.
Correct.
Okay.
And according to a Danish legend, if you went to a crossroads on New Year's Eve at midnight and stood within the rectangle formed by the tracks of horse cart wheels.
Okay.
You could summon any deceased person to appear by simply calling out their name.
Oh.
The spirit of that dead person would be obligated to appear without fail and answer three questions for you before disappearing. Once called, the soul of the summoned would not be able to come back to Earth until the following year.
So every year you just call this person up to ask
anybody.
Him some questions?
But you can call anybody. It doesn't even have to be someone you know personally.
Right.
So.
Who would you call up?
I don't. That's such a big question.
The
you
person
know?
Who left bad reviews.
But they're not dead yet. But their karma is not very good because they left a bad review.
Right.
So it's possible at any moment they could die. Just saying. But
well, who's one person you would call? It doesn't have to be like your most person. You know,
right,
like, I feel like that makes it hard to answer questions when someone's like, what one person would you invite to dinner?
Dinner party. Yeah. I'm like, I don't fucking know.
I know.
There's an
like,
infinite number of options.
Of cool people. Why can't I just invite all of them?
You know what? Indrid Cold from two episodes ago.
Right. And would you ask him like, hey,
I'd be like, what the fuck is up with that?
Are you real?
Yeah. Because if he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Then either the only options are either he's still living because he's an alien.
Yeah.
Or he never existed. So actually, I'd be right back where I currently
restarted
am right now.
From...
Yeah. Damn it.
Yes. I see what you mean about the crossroads being confusing.
Yes. Who would you call?
Who would I call? That's hard. I feel like if I was alive and I.
Well, you are.
Oh, okay.
Currently. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. I felt like I was fading away.
Really, I think this is the very depressing answer, but I don't think that there's anyone who could cheer me up. You know, like I keep thinking like who would just make.
Who could I benefit from?
What would make my life better if I invited someone? Should I call like an old relative? And I'm like, should I do, you know, like an old friend? And I'm like, no. And then I guess I'm at peace. No one.
Well, there you go. No one.
There's nothing to add.
You don't have three questions for anyone, living or dead.
Yeah, because there's the only people I can benefit from are people who are alive. I guess maybe if there's like some famous like tech billionaire that died and I can bring him up and be like, you know, I'll keep bringing you back every year, making your life hell unless you tell me about the technology so I can be a tech billionaire.
Yes. Or maybe like call someone and be like
with someone who knows where the treasure is. Yes.
Okay. Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I should call the lost Dutchman. Do you guys remember?
Yes, if I called... all the way back from episode 4.
Okay. See, I forgot about Treasure, and that's why I was getting depressed. But that's why I love Treasure.
Yes.
Because Treasure can change everything.
It can.
In an instant.
It changes the tides of fate.
Yes.
The winds of fate.
The winds of fate.
Yeah. Changes fate in general.
The fates.
Yeah. You know what? I would bring all of our podcasting equipment out there, and I would just conjure up literally anybody. And I'd be like, hey.
You're a special guest.
A special guest, a ghost. We only have him for 3 questions.
That's perfect.
Yes, that's what I would do.
Comment below, what questions should we ask the ghosts?
That's right. And who would you conjure up?
Yes, please.
Besides being associated with ghosts, crossroads have also historically been associated with love and fate. For example, in Wales, it was thought that if a girl went to a crossroads, scattered a few hemp seeds in the wind, and recited the following couplet 9 times in a row, her future lover would appear walking through the pathway.
Oh.
This is the couplet. Everyone, if you're interested in knowing who you're going to marry or who your ultimate true love is, you got to go to a crossroads and say this.
I'm interested.
And you have to say it 9 times. Hemp seed, I sow, hoping my true love will come here to mow.
Hemp seed, here I will throw, hoping my true love will come here to mow.
Very close. And in fact, I think it would work.
What was it?
It was hemp seed I sow.
Oh.
Even though they're not sowing it, it's bullshit. They're just throwing it to the wind. Yeah. They're scattering it to the wind.
Yeah.
Hoping my true love will come here to mow.
Okay.
Similarly, in Germany, it was believed that, quote, if after supper on Christmas Eve, a girl shakes out the tablecloth at a crossway, a man will meet her and give her good even. Of the same height and figure will her future husband be.
What's good even?
I don't know.
Oh, like he's going to say good evening?
Oh, I bet you that's okay. Just old English.
So
yes.
A man is going to come and he's going to say like good evening and he's going to help her or whatever. And then her future husband will be the same height and weight of that person.
Yeah. So how does it help you at the end of the day? You know, I guess you'll know like, oh, my future husband's short, so I'm not going to like bother like courting, like entertaining these tall guys.
Right. Like every tall guy is now just a fuckboy to you.
Yeah. You're like, sorry, I don't have time for you. I'm waiting for my forever person. Yeah, yeah. And he is not your height.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe it is helpful.
Yeah.
And then if you're deciding between two people, if like you've got two people on the table and you're like, who would I be happier with in the long run? I just don't know. You can be like, well, this guy is too skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He's not the
right
build.
He's not the guy that's going to be my forever.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Crossroads were also associated with fortune telling, particularly as it relates to death. In the Highlands of Scotland, it was believed that if you took a 3-legged stool to the place where 3 roads meet and sat on it while the church clock struck midnight, you would hear the names of those destined to die during the following year whispered in your ear by the wind.
Why would you want to know that?
You're chaotic.
Yeah, you're just
you want
I want to know who's going to die.
Or maybe you're worried that you're going to die during the year. And so you're like, let me see if my name is whispered in my ear. And if it's not, then you know you can go do jackass stunts with your friends because you're not going to die.
I think I would just die from fright if anything whispered in my ear.
Yeah.
Something
heart attack. Immediate heart attack.
Things whispering in my ear is just...
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah, I hate it.
I don't even like when people I know whisper in my ear. You know when you're at like the theater or something, literally anything where you can't talk,
and they're like,
and then someone's like, I have to use the bathroom.
No,
I know, and I'm like, it's creepy. It's like the hot breath in your ear. I don't like it. Okay.
You would hate ASMR, huh?
I actually like some ASMR, but I've listened to a lot of ASMR. I really, really, and this is no shade at dudes. I can't listen to a dude's voice in my ear.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's too triggering.
It's triggering.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just like, this brings back too many hauntings.
I love latte. Oh my God. We're on YouTube. So I should do a shout out. Latte ASMR. We love you. Or I love you specifically.
Come on the show.
Come on the show.
I don't know who you are, but if Nat loves you, I love you.
She's Korean and she does amazing ASMRs. But I think because her personality is so gentle and sweet that like the whispering comes off as genuine.
Yeah.
But like maybe all of our friends are just crazy. And so like when they whisper in our ears, you're like, this is really out of the ordinary for this person to be shouting.
Yeah,
you know?
We don't really know any soft-spoken people.
Right, and so it's like, ew, quit creeping me out. Just go to the bathroom.
Right. Well, shout out to Scottish Murmurs. I listen to Scottish Murmurs, and her voice is very soothing, and I love her accent.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, the accents help the ASMR, for sure.
They do.
Because I listen to, now that I think about it, every ASMR I listen to has an accent that's not American English.
Oh.
Like British, Australian, Scottish, like a German person whose English isn't their first language.
Right.
Korean. Yeah.
Wow.
Something about people not speaking your language is safe.
I agree.
What does that say about us?
Yeah. Too many bad experiences with people in our own country, perhaps. Okay. Similar to this belief, so that like you're going to have like the names
of the whispering
of,
in your ear. If you bring a three-legged stool to a place where three roads meet.
Yes.
And you whisper.
And you just sit there until the church clock strikes midnight.
First of all, whoever's doing that is super haunted
already. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no doubt in my mind that they would hear something whispering in their ear.
So that was a Scottish belief, like an ancient Scottish belief.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to this belief was that of the Welsh, who believed that if a person went to the crossroads and listened to the east wind, they would hear sighs in nearby houses where people would soon die. This is because, according to Welsh folklore, the east wind was thought to be the wind that blows over the feet of the dead. So if you were having like a particularly strong gust of the eastern wind, you could just run out to a crossroads and you could hear sighs coming from nearby homes where someone was going to die.
Sighs. Oh, sighs. Like the wind.
Yeah, I guess. The idea is supposed to be that the eastern wind only blows over the feet of the dead. So as it's blowing, it's going to cause people who are soon to die to sigh, and that you're going to be able to hear the sound's going to travel and you're going to be able to hear those sighs.
So we're talking about a ghost wind, essentially.
Basically, yeah.
Right.
Like a dead person wind.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, you know how a train goes on a track?
Right, they
do. Except instead of a train going on a track where, like, if the track was broken, the train wouldn't be able to go.
Right.
It's a wind and feet of the dead.
Yes.
So like
the wind travels.
The wind travels along only the feet of the dead. So if there's no feet of the dead, you won't hear the wind. You won't see the wind or anything.
I'm going to say yes. That sounds right. That does sound right.
It's a very abstract concept for me to understand.
But I think you did a great job. According to the book Russian Black Magic by Natasha Helvin, quote, traveling through crossroads also held special significance in funeral rites. According to one ancient Welsh custom, the deceased were laid on the ground at every crossroads, and prayers were read over them on the way from the house to the cemetery. Perhaps this was done to protect the deceased from the evil spirits who chose such places for their visits, and also perhaps to prevent the ghost of the deceased from returning to the house and interfering with the lives of the living.
Oh, yeah, ghost drama.
Yeah, super, super dramatic. This is like the real world but with ghosts. So like, if you didn't lay them down at crossroads and say prayers, then they might find their way back to your house and start shit with your new spouse.
This makes sense.
In Hesse, a central state in Germany, it was believed that the specter of the deceased would not return to the house if the dishes that belonged to him were broken at the crossroads. No explanation for as to why. I could not find an explanation. But let's say you're living in a house with your grandmother.
Right.
Your grandmother passes away. In order to keep her from being able to haunt you, you take all of her dishes, go to a crossroads, and smash them on the ground.
I get that. I just think it's funny how, like, different cultures, the ghosts are, like, kind of reflect the culture.
Yeah, totally.
Right? Like, if you come from a very militant society, your ghosts, like, fuck shit up. Like, they rip you apart. And there's, like, blood on the walls and stuff. But is this Welsh?
This is
or English?
In Germany.
Oh, okay.
The breaking the dishes is German.
Yeah, breaking the dishes, like,
food is very important. I don't know. I feel like we've learned a lot of different funerary customs throughout many cultures. And I remember specifically the Vietnam episode we did, you bring food for the hungry ghost.
Right.
So I wonder if it's maybe sort of a parallel in German folklore where it's like they come back looking for their food, but if their dishes aren't there, they won't stay because they don't recognize their home or something. Maybe.
Right. They're like, I'm not going to eat my ghost bratwurst.
Yes.
Off of some host plate. That's in my new home. I went, who's married to my husband. I'm pissed.
That's right.
You break her dish.
Yeah. I went to Ghost McDonald's and I wanted to come eat it off of my plate, but I see there are no plates here.
Right.
I must travel on.
Right.
Yeah. In Finland, participants of the funeral processions took the land from each crossroads they passed, and then they would scatter this soil across the fields where the person was buried, and it was thought that this would protect the deceased person from witchcraft.
Mm. Man, people are really into crossroads everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I wonder if people's like, why that is.
Well, I think maybe if we listen to some more examples from different cultures, maybe we'll be able to draw some conclusions. But I will say that I did not find a definitive reason for why crossroads are haunted.
Even more haunted.
Right. So I'm very interested to hear what you think as we continue on through some more examples. Now, the number of paths that connect at a crossroads is also thought to determine how much power the crossroad has.
Oh, right. Like Shibuya Crossing in Tokyo is like the most haunted.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I bet you it is.
Yeah.
So mages go to crossroads formed by three separate roads to make offerings to demons and ask for their help in performing spells. The standard crossroads is the intersection of two roads, and that is suitable for almost any ritual, white magic or dark magic.
Okay.
Crossroads where three roads come... where three roads cross at one point and go in different directions at about the same angle are also very good for all forms of witchcraft. Traditionally, in dark magic, the intersection of three roads is called the Devil's Cross, and spells performed here can be used to sell souls or send demons after people you don't like. Five and seven road crossroads hold extremely strong energy for spell work. However, because they are so rare, they aren't frequently used. In contrast, a T-junction is not suitable for spells, and it's not even considered a crossroads.
Okay.
So, like, you know, when, like, there's a street and then another street intersects. Yeah, it's just T for not terrific.
Right.
Like, you don't want to use it
for spells. Not extraterrestrials.
No, absolutely. In many cultures, it is thought that Satan himself could be found lurking at crossroads during the dead of night.
Okay, so, yeah, that's something that I've heard of. It's like, oh, the Satan came from, like, a crossroad.
Yeah.
You know, like, the devil went down to Georgia. And
he was looking for a soul to steal. Yeah.
He was at a crossroads.
He was probably at a crossroads, but we don't know.
Yeah. We can't say for sure, but we can assume.
Assume that he's at the crossroads, yes.
Well, I now always you pictured can. Him in a crossroads.
Wearing a little red hat. Yes. Okay. In the southern states of the U.S., this belief is especially prevalent. And it's funny you talk about the devil went down to Georgia because one of the most infamous stories in American folklore involves famed blues guitarist Robert Johnson, who did not sing Devil Went Down to Georgia, but that is another country blues song. Born in the late 1920s, Johnson always had aspirations of becoming a famous blues artist.
Mm-hmm.
But there was only one problem. He wasn't very good. In the 1930s, he disappeared from the public eye following the death of his wife and child. When he returned in the late 1930s, he suddenly, inexplicably played the guitar very well and began booking gigs immediately in Mississippi, singing and playing his guitar in some of the most popular clubs and bars. He even got a record deal and was able to record 29 songs in Texas, which at the time was a very big deal. Like, if you wanted to play the blues, Texas was where it was at.
Right.
This caused many people around him to become suspicious. How did the depressed, reclusive, untalented Robert suddenly become an overnight blues sensation? According to clarkhouse.info, the legend goes as follows. Are you ready to hear this?
Clarkhouse.info.
They have the info. At the stroke of midnight after losing his wife and child, Robert walked down to the windswept crossroads at the junction of highways 61 and 49 in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Reciting an ancient incantation, he called upon the devil to make his deal. With nothing left to live for, Robert asked the devil to grant him fame and fortune through his guitar playing. The devil's lips curled in an evil smile. "All right, Bob," the devil said.
but it will cost you everything. Everything I love is already gone, Robert replied. Whatever you take from me is of no consequence. As you wish, grinned the devil. Taking Robert's guitar from his hands, the devil spent several minutes tuning it, and then handed it back to the young man, thereby granting him the abilities which he so desired. From then on, the young bluesman played his instrument with an unearthly style, his fingers dancing over the strings. His voice moaned and wailed, expressing the deepest sorrows of a condemned sinner. However, Robert's fame and talent were short-lived, as he died at the young age of just 27, just a few short years after this meeting with the devil. The legend goes on to say that proof of this satanic deal can be found in Robert's song lyrics, with two of his most popular songs being Crossroad Blues.
Oh no.
And Me and the Devil Blues. Lyrics include, early this morning when you knocked upon my door, and I said, hello, Satan, I believe it's time to go. Me and the devil was walking side by side. I don't care where you bury my body when I'm dead and gone. You may bury my body down by the highway side, so my old evil spirit can get a Greyhound bus and ride. And, more lyrics, I went down to the crossroad, fell down on my knees, asked the Lord above, have mercy now, save poor Bob if you please. So remember, the crossroads he supposedly went to is the intersection of two highways.
Yeah.
And in one of the songs, he talks about meeting the devil.
Yes.
Out on a highway.
Yeah.
And he also talks about falling down on his knees and asking the Lord for mercy.
Yeah.
Following perhaps a deal with the devil, question mark?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a deal with the devil. It's a possibility.
Despite his untimely death, Robert Johnson was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1998, achieving the everlasting fame and recognition he craved. But at what cost?
Well, he also joined the 27 Club.
Yes, which is, you should do an episode on that.
Yeah.
Or I should. I don't know.
A bunch of people that died at 27.
Yeah, and talk about, like, what is up with that? Because there are a lot of famous people that have died at age 27.
Do you know how depressing it was when I turned 28 and nothing, I was not famous and nothing cool had happened to me yet?
You wanted to die at 27, join the 27 Club?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I feel like that's what everyone wants to do.
That's
right?
Haunted. No, I don't want to die.
If you have any sort of like creative thing in you, I feel like that's what you want.
That's what you want,
right?
You want infamy.
Yeah, you want to just go on and be like Jimi Hendrix, where everyone's like, "Oh, we wish we could have seen what they would have done."
Kurt Cobain.
It was so great. Yeah,
I feel like in a lot of instances,
I don't care. Kurt Cobain was not that great. I will say that. Nirvana has like four songs that I can listen to.
Well. I will say I do think that for a lot of people, dying at age 27 as an artist was probably the best thing for their career.
Yeah.
Because when that happens to somebody who's at the peak of their career, we tend to idolize them.
Right.
Versus like Elvis, who had his peak, then fell off, and then died of a heroin shit that he was trying to take on his toilet.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
What's a heroin shit?
Apparently, when you do a lot of heroin, you get really dehydrated, and so you become super constipated. And then when you're straining to take a shit, you can have a brain aneurysm, and then you just die while taking a shit, which is super embarrassing.
I also thought that heroin addicts were very thin, and wasn't like Elvis like kind of overweight when he died?
I think he was... bloated from just like not living a healthy lifestyle, heroin included.
Right.
I think he just wasn't taking care of himself because he was very depressed.
Yeah.
Because his career wasn't going anywhere anymore.
Right.
Right.
That's got to be so hard.
That has
to
be super hard.
Like, you know, to just peak and then have to live out that life not peaking anymore.
Exactly.
I think people get addicted to it.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're chasing that high that they can never find
again.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this month I made this many $1 million. Next month I'm going to do this and this and I'm going to go here and I sold out this arena. Now what's next? Now I'm going to build my own arena.
Right. And then when they start going downhill, it's like they can't handle it.
Right. They're like, what? I just have to have a normal brunch with normal people.
Right. I just get to revel in my millions for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Haunted
bullshit. Okay. Americans are not the only ones who believe the devil can be found at a crossroads, you may be interested in knowing. In Transylvania, there is a similar superstition. According to the Project Gutenberg ebook of Transylvanian superstitions, author Emily Gerard writes, quote, but the Romanian... So this is literally... So I should explain what this is. I realized I didn't do a good job setting this up. So the Project Gutenberg ebook of Transylvanian superstitions is just
a book that this woman compiled all of these different superstitions.
It's an ebook.
So here is one ancient superstition.
Okay, one thing before you go. Something is telling me to say that that Kurt Cobain thing was a joke, you guys. He's good. Please don't hurt me.
Yeah. Did you see that that guy who was on the cover of Nevermind, you know, the baby chasing the dollar bill, he's suing Nirvana now? Yeah, the baby who is now a man. He's not a baby anymore. He's suing for child pornography. He's saying that he, because it's a naked baby chasing a dollar bill, swimming in a pool.
Oh, that's a very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
That's going to be an interesting case. I wonder what the judge thinks of that.
Well, I think his parents signed off the rights, obviously, to the photo. So I feel like his beef is actually with his parents.
Yeah, but if the judge turns it and says, oh, this is child pornography, then that's going to trump any signage there was whatsoever.
Interesting case to follow.
It is. It's interesting, like, on Instagram, like, you can post photos of, like, nipples and babies and vaginas and stuff like that. If there's, like, art, if it's art or if it's science.
Yeah, but where's the line? Yeah, like, where is it inappropriate? I know, it is interesting because I feel like if you post, like, obviously, like, a photo that would go to an OnlyFans account. I mean, people who post censored content from their OnlyFans can get banned from Instagram.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how our society views nudity in general.
I know, it's so weird. Just let everyone be naked.
Yeah. So.
Including the babies.
Unless you're weird, in which case you need to be murdered because there's no place for you in our society. So, Transylvanian superstitions. So I'm going to read you an old-timey quote that, like, comes from a document. Okay.
I want to hear it in your real voice. I'm taking my headphones off.
But the Romanian does not always endeavor to keep the evil one at arm's length. Sometimes, on the contrary, he invokes the devil's assistance and enters into a regular compact with him. Supposing, for instance, that he wishes to ensure a flock, garden, or field against thieves, wild beasts, or bad weather, the matter is very simple. He has only to go to a crossroad, at the junction of which he takes up his stand, in the center of a circle he has traced on the ground. Here, after depositing a copper coin as payment, he summons the demon with the following words. Satan, I give thee over my flock, garden, or field, to keep till such and such a term, that thou mayest defend and protect it for me, and be my servant till this time has expired. He must, however, be careful to keep within the circle he has traced, until the devil, who may very likely have chosen to appear in the shape of a goat, crow, toad, or serpent, has completely disappeared. Otherwise, this unfortunate wretch is irretrievably lost. He is equally sure to lose his soul if he die before the time of his contract has elapsed.
Okay, hold on. So what you're saying to me is there's a man, and if he want, why is he giving his flock or his land to the devil?
Okay, so this was written in old-timey time language. So I'm going to tell you what I am interpreting it to say.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's saying that in Transylvania, there's this ancient belief
where
if you have, like, a garden, or if you're a farmer or you're a rancher, you've got a flock, you've got a garden.
Land.
And you, for some reason, your particular area is, like, really prone to bad weather, or wild beasts coming tearing up your shit, or, like, wolves coming to eat all your sheep, or thieves.
Yeah.
Then in order to protect your livelihood, what you can do is go to a crossroads, trace a circle on the ground, drop a copper coin in the middle.
If a toad or the devil, a goat man, or whatever shows up.
Right. So you're going to say this incantation that I said in the old-timey language. And then as long as you stay within that circle, you can make a pact with a demon or the devil himself in order to protect what you have. But you have to keep your end of the contract. So it's not, in this version, it's not always your soul that the devil wants.
Right.
Maybe he just wants something else. And they don't give any examples, but maybe he's like, hey, I'll protect this for you if you give me your firstborn, or I'll protect this for you if you give me an offering, you know, like whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And as long as you stay within the circle and don't die before the contract elapses, in theory, you're going to be fine because you've carried out your end of the deal. The devil's going to protect your shit.
Okay.
But if while you're doing this incantation, you somehow step outside the circle, the devil gets your soul automatically. He doesn't have to carry out his end of the bargain at all. He just gets to keep you because you're no longer protected. That circle's supposed to be a circle of protection.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So you build your house in the circle or whatever?
No. You can step outside of the circle once the deal has been made. It's just while you're negotiating the terms with the devil, while you're reciting this incantation, while he's present,
right?
You cannot step outside the circle.
Okay, yeah. So it's in witchcraft, you like draw a circle mm-hmm. of light around. You make like this magic ring. So that's what it is.
Yeah, so it yeah. sounds like that could be what this is.
Okay.
Okay. In a tradition still practiced today in the Eastern Alps, it is thought that the devil appears on the 12th night of each month to passersby at road intersections in the shape of a humpbacked mannequin. So the devil will show up on the 12th night
of
each month.
A mannequin like a fake person?
Yes. How creepy
Why?
Is that? No explanation. This is just a belief. It's folklore. A lot of folklore, it's like, why did we start believing this? No fucking idea. Like, so it's just the devil shows up like Quasimodo, but made of plastic.
Okay.
Which is horrifying.
So scary. That's way worse than either.
Right. And again, this is like Uncanny Valley as well, right? Yeah. Like, it's not a real person.
It's
like
a
doll. It's
not a real hunchback.
Yeah.
It's a
fake one. If you address him, the devil will ask a series of questions of you. Normally 7 in total. If you are able to answer the questions without using the words yes or no, then the devil will grant you treasure.
Okay.
If you do not pass the test, he gets your soul instead, dragging you to hell for all of eternity.
Okay, wait, we would do this in improv class. Like, it's like one of the games you could play is where the whole scene has to
be. So you're cosplaying as the devil.
Yeah, no wonder.
Improv is haunted.
Yeah. I knew it was haunted, but I didn't know why. But yeah, you have to do like a whole scene and you can only do questions. They do it in Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Yeah.
So like if I asked you a question, I'm like, Alyssa, like where did you get your dress today? What would you say? You want to know my trick for it?
What?
This is my trick. Is I just say who, what, where, when, just one of them, and then just make some shit up after it.
Okay.
Alyssa, where did you get your dress?
Do you remember that Macy's down the road?
Oh, yeah, that's good. You didn't use my trick.
Well, it's too late.
There. Now you messed me up because I thought you were gonna...
Anyway, if you pass, you get treasure.
Right.
So he's going to ask you 7 questions. You can't say yes or no in response.
But how do you know it's the devil?
Because he's a humpbacked mannequin. On the 12th night of the month.
Okay.
Do you see a lot of humpbacked mannequins at a crossroads in your part
right,
of the woods?
Right. Okay. Assuming that if you're in this location on the 12th night in the crossroads, you kind of like are expecting this hunchback mannequin to show up.
You probably don't go outside during this time.
Yeah.
Unless you want to get treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. High risk, high reward.
Right.
Now, in the Abruzzi Mountains of Italy, the spirits of deceased loved ones were thought to wander the earth on All Hallows' Eve, escaping from their graves for one night and wandering in a spectral procession through the streets.
Mm.
According to this Italian legend, the only way for a living person to be able to see the ghosts is for them to stand at a crossroad with their chin resting on a forked stick. First, the souls of the good will pass through, then the souls of the murdered, then the souls of the damned.
First the souls of the good, mm-hmm. then the souls of the murdered, then the souls of the damned. Okay,
yes.
I get it. So it's like going from like their soul is
least
good
haunted
to
most
haunted.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have to, so you, if you want to see like a loved one on All Hallows Eve, because all the ghosts in this belief
you
are going to pass through
early.
The city. Yeah. So you got to go at midnight to a crossroads, find yourself a forked stick that's
rest
pretty
your chin
tall,
on it.
Rest your chin on it, and then you'll be able to see the ghosts going by. And you know that, okay, first comes the least haunted.
Right. Then the murdered.
Then the most haunted.
Right. It's like you're not, it's not, the first two, it's not their fault that they died.
Right, of course.
The second, the third one, it's probably not their fault that they died, but they're haunted.
Yeah, they're like criminals or, I don't know, whatever. Who knows what this belief is? Like, maybe it's the people who did the murdering.
The damned.
That come third.
Right.
Yeah.
Who figures this out? Like, who went to a crossroad and, like, put a fork? You know what? I think I have an idea of why folklore starts. So I think someone is like, sees some crazy shit one time, and then they're trying to figure out why they did. And they're like, well, this one time I was there, it was the 12th day of the month. It was at midnight.
A humpbacked mannequin came wandering by, and I talked to him.
Yeah, and, you know, he asked me a bunch of questions, and I didn't want to give him yes or no answers because I thought he was going to kill me, so I just was babbling. And then it turned out that
I got treasure.
Yeah. So here's what you need to try to do.
Right. I think you're probably right. Like, someone accidentally stumbles upon something, yeah, and then they're like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe right. That's why.
They're like, well, I was tired. I was resting my head.
Oh, and then I saw my grandma. Yeah, exactly. Okay. The crossroads also holds paranormal power in Brazilian mythology, as we learned in episode 61, the Lead Masks case,
yes,
when we discussed the headless mule.
Yes. For that those, was a metal.
Metal as fuck.
Yeah.
Piece of folklore. Now, for those who missed that episode or don't remember this tale, I will briefly summarize it below. Otherwise, if you want the full long shaboodle, you got to go to the Lead Masks case episode.
Right.
Okay. The headless mule is thought to be the ghost of a woman who was cursed by God for fornicating with a priest within the church.
Right.
As such, she is condemned to turn into a fire-spewing headless mule galloping through the countryside from Thursday's sundown to Friday's sunrise.
Hot mule summer.
That's right. The mule has been spotted throughout many different regions of Brazil, and its appearance varies greatly from region to region. Sometimes she appears as brown, sometimes as black. Sometimes she has silver or iron horseshoes that produce a hideous trotting noise, much louder than any mortal horse is capable of producing.
I like the sound of a horse trot. I find that offensive.
Well, this is like so fucking loud that it's like breaking
clop,
your eardrum.
Clop, 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 clop. Okay.
That's right. Despite being headless, the mule still neighs, and sometimes it moans like a crying woman. It also has a bridle to tie to its non-existent mouth and spews fire through its severed neck. According to most reports, the mule is condemned to gallop over the territory of seven parishes each night, and its trip begins and ends at the parish where the sin was committed.
Mm.
Transformation usually occurs at a crossroads. The cursed woman must walk to the crossroads each Thursday night, where she is cruelly transformed into a headless mule. She then completes her journey, galloping through the dark streets, crying and wailing. A person who encounters the mule should not cross its path, or the mule will follow the offender and trample him down.
What I don't like about this is that why doesn't the priest get any punishment?
Because women are the devil.
Because women are too hot?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's her fault?
So hot that our necks spew fire.
Right.
At a crossroads each Thursday night.
I mean, isn't that like the thought behind like a bunch of this like ancient bullshit is like a woman tempted a man?
Yes. Yeah.
Because she was beginning too with hot. Eve. And it's not our fault that they're so hot.
Right. Yeah. Beginning with Adam and Eve in the Garden of right. Eden. She's like, hey, you want to bite from this apple? And then he's like, she tempted me to bite the apple. And that's why I'm
Adam was such a pussy.
Right. Just don't eat the fucking apple if you don't want to eat it. God said the same thing to you. He said, don't eat the
or
apple.
Or just be like, yeah, I ate that apple and then I ate that pussy.
That's right. That's right. Just own it.
Yeah.
Another.
What's the big deal?
Okay, now we're traveling back to Robert Johnson again, who's that blues musician.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Another song by blues musician Robert Johnson, who we discussed earlier, also seems to have parallels to the legend of the crossroads. In the song Hellhound on My Trail, Robert sings about a black dog from hell that follows him around everywhere he goes.
Oh, that's cool.
An evil omen on his trail. According to AstonishingLegends.com, apart from ghosts and the devil, many cryptids and strange animals may also be found at the crossroads. For example, the Ocher from Belgian folklore is a black dog that haunts crossroads, playing evil tricks on those who unknowingly cross its path.
Mm.
There is also a crossroads cat, often called the money cat. Isn't that funny that it's like the Ocher is the haunted dog and then the haunted cat's just called the money cat?
The money cat sounds cool.
Yeah. In order to conjure the cat, you must leave a food offering of a dead hen. Once the cat materializes and eats this offering, it will allow you to take it home. Once in your house, it must be trapped in a box or corner of the house until it is tamed.
Oh, that's gonna have the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm.
I've had cats before.
And they can't be tamed, no. Much like Miley Cyrus. You must take diligent care of the cat, including feeding it well and offering it many treats. If you let it out early or if you do not take proper care of it, it will flee your home and curse you with bad luck. Now, I want to say it does not say what happens if you tame the cat.
Because no one gets there.
But it's called the money cat. So I'm assuming like you get money.
I don't know. Every cat I've ever had was a dick.
Yeah.
Like they were beautiful.
Every cat I've ever met was a dick.
Yeah, they were beautiful. And they are very tempting. You want to touch, you want to hold, want to play.
Yes, you
want to
just, let me touch your belly, and they're not about it.
Never on the same page.
No.
Not once.
No. And then when you're not about the cat, it wants everything to do with you.
It's like weaving around your legs. It wants to crawl in your body.
And you're like, where were you yesterday when I wanted to play?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, mittens.
Yeah, that's right, mittens. Now we've heard... Read the room, mittens. Now we've heard about some superstitions and paranormal beliefs surrounding Crossroads.
We certainly have.
But I thought, to get us in the mood for spooky season, which is quickly approaching, we should go over the steps for how to carry out two Crossroads rituals.
We're going to do one in a vlog.
Are you ready, Natalia?
Yeah, let's hear it. I want a money cat.
So the first one is called the Suji Ura, the fortune game.
Is that Japanese?
It is Japanese. And now I'm a little worried. Did you talk about this in your Japanese folklore episode?
Well, could have.
Let me know.
Who cares? That was so long ago. If you guys remember that episode, get a life.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready to hear the rules?
Yeah, let's go.
Players. One principal player is needed for this game.
Ooh, me.
Supplies. One comb. You have a comb? No? Sorry. Can't play. I don't have a comb either.
Okay.
Supplies. One comb. Something with which to cover your face. And a crossroads.
Okay. I don't like this now.
Instructions. Part one. The summoning. Step one. Begin at night. There is no specific time required in order to perform this ritual. However, you should make sure that it is late enough for there to be less cars on the road.
Yeah, I mean, if you get hit by a car, that's pretty haunted.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the devil just dragging you down with him. Step two, go to the crossroads you have chosen. Bring your comb and your face covering with you.
Okay.
Step three, make the comb speak. Strum the teeth of the comb with your fingers three times. Yes, it's like a figurative speak. Bing. It's like when people say, make that pussy talk. They don't actually want your vagina to talk. They're just having it make noises,
right? That makes a lot of sense. A
lot more sense.
Wow,
than,
I feel really bad now.
Yeah, you've been really trying to make that pussy talk for a long time.
I thought there was something wrong.
Right, yes. No, you've been doing everything right. It was simply a misunderstanding. Okay, step four. Repeat the following phrase three times in a row. Suji Ura, grant me a true response.
Suji Ura, grant me a true response.
Now, and I may be pronouncing this wrong. Step five, wait patiently.
Okay.
Step six, keep on waiting. Do not become anxious or impatient. Step seven, watch all the paths that lead to the crossroads where you are located. If no one else approaches the crossroads, then your ritual has failed. You either did something wrong or the time is simply not right. Do not proceed. You may try again another time. If someone you know approaches the crossroads, the ritual has failed. You either did something wrong or it is not the right time. Do not proceed. You may try again another time.
Okay.
If a stranger approaches the crossroads, someone who you have never met before, the ritual has succeeded and you may proceed. The stranger. Step one. As soon as you see the stranger approach, you must cover your face immediately with your face covering. Do not uncover your face until it is safe to do so. Step two, when the stranger is close enough to speak, you may request that they tell you your fortune. Be polite. Ask. Do not demand. Do not, under any circumstances, show them your face. If the stranger does not answer your question, do not proceed. This is not the right time. Do not continue to ask or attempt to detain them until they answer you. Let them go. When they have gone, you may remove your face covering and wait for another stranger to approach in order to try again.
Okay, I'm sorry, but if someone ever asks me to tell them their fortune and they have a face covering on and they're sitting in the middle of the night in the dark,
by themselves
with a a comb in their lap, I'm gonna shoot them.
Yeah.
I'm not taking any risks, guys. Like, I've seen too many scary movies.
Yep.
I'm not gonna, you know, do that. No.
Yeah, absolutely not. Okay.
Not that.
Also,
timeline.
Can you just imagine someone comes up to you under all those circumstances and they're like, "Tell me my fortune," and you're like, "No."
Yeah.
And then they just try to detain you, like, "Tell me my fortune." Like,
I'm detaining you until you tell me my right. fortune. Why can't you show your face?
I don't know. But we're gonna continue on.
Okay.
Okay. If the stranger refuses, do not proceed. Let them go. When they have gone, you may remove your face covering and wait for another stranger to approach. Try again. So if the stranger doesn't say anything to you when you're like, "Tell me my fortune."
Yeah.
Just let them leave. And if the stranger refuses, similarly, just let them fucking go on their merry way.
We have to do a vlog of this.
Yes, we do. If the stranger agrees to answer, you may proceed. Do not uncover your face under any circumstances. They should not know who you are.
You know what would be the perfect place to do this? Hollywood.
Just stand in the middle of the road.
Oh, someone would 100% talk to you and tell you your fortune.
Yeah, probably, honestly. Yeah. And they would, yes.
And they would be haunted.
Yes. Step 3, listen closely and carefully to what the stranger says. When the stranger has finished speaking, you must thank them for their time and let them go. Still do not uncover your face. Next step, when the stranger has gone and is no longer within eyeshot, you may remove your facial covering. Then you should immediately walk home, not stopping anywhere else or talking to anyone else on your way back. Afterwards, go home and live your life.
Okay.
Hopefully you can live with the new knowledge you have acquired from the stranger. Additional notes. There is no specific environment needed to play this game. For example, it does not matter if you are in a busy industrialized city or in the quiet rural countryside. As long as there is a crossroads present in your chosen location, the location should work. The game may be played with more than one player, but any additional players beyond the principal player must act simply as mere observers to the game and are not allowed to speak or interfere in any way with any of the steps.
Okay. Well, they're definitely going to say some stuff to you.
Right.
Like, if you're a group of friends and you've got a thing on over your face, one of them is going to surely, like, walk by pretending to be a stranger and be like, "Oh, something weird is going to happen to you.
You are going to die."
Yeah.
Yeah. All players, whether the principal or a bystander, must wear face coverings during the game. No specific face covering is required. A bandana, surgical mask, scarf, or piece of paper are all perfectly acceptable means to cover your face. You can even use a book. So it doesn't have to be like a traditional face covering. You just need to make sure that everything is covered but your eyes.
Oh, so you wear a mask, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You may not use another part of your body, such as your hand or forearm, in place of a mask. Bystanders do not need combs. So, you know, like, some people are like, "Oh, maybe I'll just do this. I don't have to bring a facial covering."
Yeah.
Like, I'll just cover my face, literally. You can't do that for whatever reason. It has to be, like, some object to cover your face.
Right.
If a stranger approaches after the summoning words are spoken, bystanders may not look at the stranger or remove their face coverings until the stranger is completely gone. Bystanders should also refrain from speaking or making any noise at all. They should remain as still as possible and not interfere with the game or try to stop the game. According to some versions of the game, it is not okay to mix English with Japanese in the summoning phrase, while in other versions of the game, it is perfectly fine to do so.
Hmm.
But if you're worried about this, you may either say the phrase entirely in English or entirely in Japanese. So in English, it would be, "Inside the same, grant me a true response." In Japanese, the phrase is the suji uru, but I don't know how to pronounce "grant me a true response" in Japanese, so okay. I'm just going to try to
attempt.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to ask Raina, our friend Raina, okay, to, like, send me a soundbite of her saying it.
Perfect.
Yes. Note, the stranger can only tell you what they personally know about your future. They are not omnipotent and do not know everything. They also cannot tell you what to do with the information they share with you or how to change the course of fate, or even if you can. You must discover this for yourself. And that is the end of the crossroads ritual, or Suji Ura, which is our first crossroads game. Natalia, what do you think of this ritual?
You know, I think that this ritual would work. I feel like if you were wearing a mask down on Hollywood Boulevard and you're in the middle of the crossroads and you're yelling, tell me my fortune with your
someone's
face covered.
Someone's going to answer.
Someone's going to answer. They're going to be like, I'll tell you your fortune is get the fuck out of the
way. Yeah,
I'll
tell you the fortune. I'm going to fucking kill you if you don't keep walking. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's probably true.
Right.
So the game works.
The game works.
Yes.
Confirmed.
So now, our very last thing for this episode, Natalia, would you like to know how to summon the devil to a crossroads?
What's the catch?
That the devil's gonna come to the crossroads.
Okay. Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some macadamias while you tell me.
Okay, according to American folklore, so the last crossroads ritual was from Japanese folklore. This one is from American folklore. You will need to do the following in order to summon the devil to a crossroads. And this information comes from a YouTuber named X Room Mod. He posted a video called Crossroads Ritual July 2015, where he actually does this ritual. And I won't tell you what happened because I want to make sure I'm giving him credit. So go over to his channel if you want to watch the full video. It's like 15 minutes long. But I'm just going to read to you what this American ritual is, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First, you need tons of yarrow flowers, full blooms to be exact, and they must be fully grown too. You need enough to plant them in the corners of the crossroads, all four corners. If you're wondering why you need this type of flower, it's because it's considered the devil's flower. You will also need a black cat's bones. Any size will do, and it doesn't matter which bone you pick and whether the cat is full grown or not. You also need a box or a sack. You will need this later on.
Okay, if you're going to kill a kitten, then you're probably going to meet the devil, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, at some point, at least after you die, you're going to meet the devil.
I'm going to look up what a yarrow flower is, because I'm interested what flower
yes,
the devil is.
And I'll throw it up on the screen, too. You will also need graveyard dirt, preferably one that's dug up from an old grave. You will need something to put the graveyard dirt in. Example, an apothecary bottle. You will need a shovel, a photograph of yourself. Note, it must be a photo of yourself. If you use someone else's photo, this will not work. A crossroads. So you will also need a crossroads. Mm-hmm. It might work best if it's in a field of some sort and you are able to dig in any spot from it. You will need a lock of horsehair. It does not work. Oh, if the horsehair does not work, then the next best thing is Spanish moss. And if you want, this is just like listing all of the things. Like if you want, you can try both at different times. I guess some people have luck with horsehair. Others only have luck with Spanish moss. And after you have gathered all of these ingredients, you can proceed to the next step. Step one, gather all of the ingredients and place them in the box or sack. They cannot be placed beforehand. Also note that you must take a few yarrow flowers and place them in the box also. Plant the yarrow flowers in the corners of the crossroads. It has to be either midnight or 3 a.m. Both times will work. Go to the exact, and I mean exact, center of the crossroads and dig a small hole that will fit the box or sack that you have placed your items in. Place the box...
With a dead kitten in it?
Well, the bones.
Oh.
The bones. So, like, if you're... I guess if you know that there's, like, a dead stray that got run over by a car or something, you could go get a bone or a couple of bones. Who's calling me? Decline.
Okay.
Okay, so you got to go to the center of the crossroads, dig the hole, put all your shit in there.
Yep.
And bury it with the same dirt you dug up. Then you wait a few seconds, a minute or a little bit more, and the demon will appear. So this is like a fact. If mm-hmm. you do all of these things, the demon
Satan's
will
there.
Appear.
And then what do you do with Satan?
After the demon has appeared, note that it may look like a normal human being. But it will either tell you that it is a demon or it will show you its eyes.
Ugh.
Apparently, demons have different eyes. Once the demon has appeared, you may now make a bargain with the demon. But beware, you're not getting your wish fulfilled for free. It comes with a price. The price is that you are selling your soul. The only way you can get out of it is to kill the demon. Once the bargain has been made, it will do something to seal the bargain. And then this... According to these instructions, it says it is unknown what will happen because people who have actually done these mm-hmm. deals have like aren't publicizing, hey, I sold my soul to the devil.
Right.
So we don't know exactly what it is, but they do something to seal the deal. And it could be something as simple as coming into contact with you, like touching your skin, mm-hmm. like the demon comes, touches your skin, or maybe it pricks your finger and takes some of your blood. Something happens to seal this deal.
Okay.
Notes. This is very dangerous, and it is advised that you must be careful while doing the ritual. In order for it to fully work best, you have to fully believe in it. So it's not like, ha ha ha, I'm going to go out and meet the devil. Like, you have to believe this in order for it to work.
You have to be like,
I'm fully invested. Yes. Also, if you are going to record this with a camera, hide the camera where it cannot be seen in plain sight. Just in case anything goes wrong, you should bring a blessed dagger with you. If anything does go wrong, like the demon tries to kill you, you can then stab it in the heart with your dagger and run away as fast as you can.
Well, sure, my blessed dagger.
Yeah, everyone has one of those. You will only have a certain amount of time till the demon comes for you to take your soul to hell. Most people tie this ritual with the TV show Supernatural, but the ritual has actually been long before TV was invented and even long before America was discovered.
Wow. So, and even longer than before Supernatural was.
That's right. So apparently Supernatural took, like, I don't watch Supernatural, right. but I guess they took this ritual from mm-hmm. history and yeah. used it in the show. So people who are uncultured and don't listen to Let's Get Haunted are like, oh, this ritual's not from real. Supernatural. It's from Supernatural. But right. really, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's from Let's Get Haunted.
Right. And apparently back in the day, like, because it says you need a picture of yourself. Back in the day,
it's hard to get a picture of yourself.
Right. Well, back in the day, it was really hard to get a picture of yourself. And before that, when cameras weren't invented, mm-hmm. you had to have a portrait of yourself, which only super rich people could right. afford.
So you just get someone to draw?
Yeah, like a crude, like caveman painting of mm-hmm. you. Yeah. And then it also says that the only famous person in history who has carried out this ritual is Robert Johnson. The guy, the blues singer, allegedly.
Did he admit to any of this?
No, but people think that he left, like, these clues in his songs.
Right.
And then, allegedly, he died 3 years after he made the pact. And he was never... I mean, allegedly, he was not talented to start with. And then disappeared from the public eye, came back like an amazing guitarist.
Also, he sang the blues. But, and what's going to give you more fuel to be an amazing blues singer than pain? And he lost his wife and his child.
Yeah. Also... like, he could have just practiced. Like, people are like, he sucked and then he came back and was really good. Like, yeah, that's called practice. But apparently a lot of people think he made a deal with the devil. Okay. And that is how you summon the devil. Natalia, what are your thoughts?
I mean, yeah, that sounds like that's how, I don't know. I'm going to assume that that's how you summon the devil.
Yeah.
But my thoughts during that are, you know, who's, like I said, who figured out witchcraft?
Yeah.
Like, who figured out,
yes.
also, who, let's just make it more modern. Who figured out cooking? Who figured out baking?
Totally.
Who, I can't figure that out.
Right.
You know, like, who was the first person to make a grilled cheese and not burn it?
Who figured out you can eat this white, round, oval thing that comes from a chicken's butt?
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Yeah.
So this podcast really just leaves me with more questions.
That's very true. And I'm going to read my sources and then ask for your final thoughts.
Please.
I'm going to throw them up on the screen right now. I have 8 sources for this episode. The first one is The Most Dangerous Game, Suji Ura, or The Fortune Game, written by Lucia on January 24th, 2018 for theghostinmymachine.com.
I love the Ghost in My Machine.
Yeah, they have great stuff
on
that
random
website. Yeah,
website.
Everything you could ever dream of.
It feels like it was written in 2008 or something.
Yeah, definitely. I also want to thank listener Sienna E, who follows me on Twitter and logged into her JSTOR account because I don't have one and downloaded a scholarly article for me that I wanted to read. And that article is called The Mystery of the Crossroads by Martin Puvel for Volume 87, Version 2 of Folklore. I'm assuming it's a magazine written in 1976.
I wish we had this podcast when we were in college. We could have used so many more things towards this podcast.
I also just want to say, if you're a listener in college and any of these stories we've covered would be helpful for you in some sort of essay, you can plagiarize us. I literally give no fucks.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Like, just write down the exact things that we say and use our sources, and I'm fine with it. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. Save you some time. Source 3, Russian Black Magic, The Beliefs and Practices of Heretics and Blasphemers by Natasha Helvin. It costs $11.99 on Google Books. Source 4, Crossroads and Ghost Lore by Anonymous for occult-world.com. Source 5, Crossroads Folklore Wikipedia article. Source 6, ClarkHouse.info's article on Robert Johnson. It had no title. Source 7, A Brief Overview of Crossroads, which is an article published to AstonishingLegends.com that had no author listed. Source 8, The Project Gutenberg ebook of Transylvanian Superstitions by Emily Gerard. And Source 9, I lied, there are 9 sources. YouTube video Crossroads Ritual, July 2015, uploaded by X Room Mod, where he allegedly found all of those ingredients, including the black cat bones, and carried out this ritual.
Yeah,
trying to summon a demon.
Yarrow doesn't look that haunted. It's just like little flowers.
What color is it?
There's a bunch of different colors.
I think it said yellow.
Yeah, yellow.
Yeah.
There's white. They're just like kind of look like baby's breath, like little.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very unassuming flower. Allegedly, it's the devil's flower.
Well, that makes sense. It grows everywhere. It's like a weed.
Oh, yes. So it's persistent and resilient.
Mm-hmm.
We've all got a little devil inside of us.
You know what I'm thinking about? I've been eating these dry roasted macadamias, which are fantastic. Thank you, Kamu. But I also did not wash my hands between touching that possum's paws and eating the macadamia
nuts.
I
didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it
the whole time, but I was like, it's probably fine.
I'm sure it's fine.
It's mummified.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe you can take mummified possum bones in place of cat bones and carry out this ritual.
What if you mess up the ritual and you just summon the cat that its bones you have?
Is it the money cat, though?
Right.
And then you take it home.
I'm very interested in the money cat.
The money cat is very... It's like, it's a cute one, right? Like, you're not summoning the demon, or maybe some people think cats are demons, but, mm-hmm. like, you're summoning a little cat, and it might give you money if you give it treats.
Yeah, but you have to keep it in a box. It's not going to like that.
Yeah.
It's really not going to like
that. It's not.
Yeah. I'm very interested in the money cat. You guys, if you have a money cat, please
let
comment
below.
Let
us know.
How
did you get the money? How much money? In what denomination was it? Was it dollars?
Right.
Was it rubies?
Was it gold?
Tell us.
I'm very interested. That's a great episode, Alyssa.
Thank you. So why do you think, in closing, why do you think crossroads are haunted? Because it seems like this is literally almost every like continent that
yeah.
has something. And there were even more examples, but I could have gone on for 4 hours.
Maybe just because it's a good place to summon. Like, if you think about a road that's busy all the time. So we're talking about olden days. They didn't just have like parks that had places for people to sit and like platforms and things like that. There were no like stages for you. You know what I mean? There wasn't like concrete places. And
right.
so a paved area or like a flat area, like a road or a crossroad would be this big flat area that's like clear for you to go do weird stuff in. And so they're not going to be like, yeah, go to the middle of the sticks and brush and
right.
wait for someone, because like you're going to be just covered in mosquitoes and spiders and all this, and like nature's going to be touching you everywhere. This is like a crossroads might be one of the only groomed, manicured
oh,
place for just commoners to go do weird shit at night.
Yeah.
You couldn't go do weird shit at night in like the local square.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to see you doing weird shit.
That's
then they're going to kill you.
That's like the Hammersmith ghost, where that guy was doing weird shit dressed up as a ghost.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. And got shot.
Right.
In the square.
Yeah.
So
see, that is what would happen if I was there.
Yeah.
Like I said to you.
Yeah.
You guys don't scare me. You will get killed.
Yes. That is a true fact. You heard it here first.
Also, Crossroads, but the movie that Britney Spears was in, did not
haunted.
Do well at all.
Haunted.
Yeah.
Maybe that was part of Britney's downfall at the
yeah.
time, like when she went through her mental breakdown and stuff. It was the combination of paparazzi fame, you know, her love life, and then also the crossroads.
Yeah, I think too, symbolically, I'm not even gonna say this because it's stupid and it's like everyone could think of this, but symbolically the crossroads is like a bunch of different paths meeting in
yeah.
this chaos.
Well, yeah, that's what I said in the first paragraph.
I know,
of the
but
episode,
it's so
right?
obvious.
Yeah,
like I want to think of something cool, like
right.
tornadoes.
No, I get it. I know it is kind of a cop out to be like, well, it's the meeting of two realms and the
yeah.
possibilities are endless. So the liminal space is like the thinning of a veil of between
right.
two worlds. Like, yeah, it's too easy to say that almost.
Yeah.
But maybe just ancient people knew some shit. We don't know. Shit was a lot more haunted back then.
I know.
And so maybe they knew, like maybe they saw ghosts all the time and cryptids all the time at crossroads. And it was just like a fact of life.
But then you have to wonder, like maybe they didn't know what was going on because they weren't very good at keeping haunted shit away. Because it seems like they did a lot of stuff to keep haunted shit from happening, but haunted shit happened all the time.
True.
I don't know.
True. Well, guys, what do you think? Leave a comment below. Let us know why you think crossroads are haunted. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen something weird at a crossroads? Have you ever tried to summon a demon or devil? And were you successful?
Right.
Those are my questions.
Wow.
Natalia, would you like to do our sign-off?
Of course. BRB, gonna go sell my soul to the devil so I can get a money cat.
Bye.
Bye.